The next tune we're going to learn is called the Dechi. Now, Dechi is almost identical to what we just learned, the Mercha. Let's open to chapter 136, Kuf Lamid Vav, Hodu Lashem Kitov Ki Leolam Chasdo. And the only difference really between the Dechi and the Mercha is that the Mercha is a lead-in, and the Dechi connotes a comma. So let's take Pasuk Beis. If that were a Mercha, we would read it as Hodu Leilokei HaElokim. Being that it is a Dechi under Hodu, so you read it with a pause. Hodu Leilokei HaElokim. Next Pasuk. Hodu La Adonai HaAdonim. Let's skip the next one and go down to the following one. Leosei HaShamayim. You see, because it is a pause, so when it is preceded with a mercha or with a munach, they lead into that pause. Now, the dechi has the same symbol as the tarcha. You see the symbol of the dechi? How do you know if it's a dechi? If it's printed before the word, at the very beginning of the word, then it is a dechi. If it is printed anywhere else in the word, then it is the identical tune as a mercha. Meaning the only time it connotes a pause is if it's printed before the word, at the very beginning. And then the only difference is that it connotes a pause. So let's practice. Now we could do the whole chapter, I think, of Kuf Lamed Vav, the beginning of the Psukim. Hodu Lashem Kitov. And the next Pasuk, what tune is on the Hodu? A Dechi, because it's before the word. So it's Hodu Leilokei HaElokim. Hodu L'Adonai HaAdonim. We'll skip the next one. Leosei HaShamayim Bitvuna. So the lead-in is into the Dechi. The Munach leads you into the HaShamayim. Next Pasuk, same thing. Leroka HaAretz Al HaMayim. How would we read the next one? You guys try. Right? Only a slight pause after Leosei, because it has the Dechi, right? Leosei Orim Gedolim. Next Pasuk. Et HaShemesh LeMemshelet Bayom. Et HaYareach VeChochavim LeMemshelot Balayla. למכי מצרים בבחוריהם ויוצא ישראל מתוכם ביד חזקה ובזרוע נטויה לגוזר ים סוף לגזרים והעביר ישראל בתוכו. We're skipping the next one. למוליך עמו במדבר למכי מלאכים גדולים ויהרוג מלאכים אדירים לסיחון מלך האמורי ולאוג מלך הבשן ונתן ארצם לנחלה נחלה לישראל עבדו שבשפלנו זכר לנו ויפרקנו מצרינו נותן לחם לכל בשר הודו לאל השמיים. Okay, so you see, you guys know most of Tehillim already. With these simple tunes, with the Atnach, the Mercha, Munach, which are lead-ins, and then the Dechi, which we just learned today. We learned today the Dechi and the Tarcha. The Dechi is when that sign that looks like a comma, right, appears before the word, then it's a Dechi, it connotes a pause. When it appears anywhere else into the word, then it is a Tarcha, it's not a Dechi, and it is a lead-in, it's no different than the Mercha. So we have a Mercha, that's the reverse comma when it's headed downward. We have the munach, which is an L shape, like a a backward L shape. And we have the tarcha, which is a comma only in the middle of the word. All of those are lead-ins. Then you have the dechi, which appears before the word. It has a similar tune. It just connotes a pause. So with that, you guys should practice now. Take a few chapters, practice, and we'll pick up here next class.